Good morning. You're listening to The Daily Cat, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, Basil Free. It's 9 a.m. Central Time on May 16th, 2024. Here are the headlines to start your day. The annual Lights at Deering event hosted by Rainbow Alliance to mark the beginning of Pride Month has been canceled after the university denied the group access to Light Deering Library. In response to the cancellation, university spokesperson John Yates stated that, quote, the university is not changing the Deering lights for any requests through the end of the year, end quote. In Evanston news, after receiving approval, fiancés David Liebert and Isabella Viola opened the only tattoo shop in the city named Sweetheart Ink Tattoo on May 8th. The couple, who said the community's response to their store has been overwhelmingly positive, felt their shop was a, quote, piece of the puzzle that has been missing from Evanston. Moving on. Chicago public health officials are warning about a rise in cases of meningococcal disease. The Chicago Department of Health has identified 8 cases of meningococcal disease so far in 2024 and 7 cases in 2023, compared to the 1 to 2-3 cases per year for the years of 2017 to 2022. A new abortion clinic will open in southeast Kansas this fall, further establishing the state's role as a regional hub for reproductive health services after neighbors have severely restricted access since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Comprehensive Health of Planned Parenthood Great Plains announced Tuesday that Pittsburgh, Kansas will be home to a new facility providing a variety of services. Finally, Switzerland's top criminal court convicted a former interior minister of Gambia for crimes against humanity yesterday and sentenced him to over 20 years for his role in murder, torture, and other repression committed by the West African country's security forces under its longtime dictator. Legal rights groups, led by Trial International, which helped bring the case, hailed what they called a landmark decision involving Ousmane Sonko, Gambia's interior minister from 2006 to 2016 under then-president Yahya Jammeh. That's all for today's Daily Cat. From Evanston, Illinois, I'm Basil Free. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, wnurnews.org. Make sure to check out our special broadcast tomorrow at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM or at wnur.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow morning for another edition of The Daily Cat.